All right. As promised, the Sacramento Kings general manager, Vlade Divac, joining us here on Sports 1140. Vlade, it's Grant and Doug. How you doing?
Good, good. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Vlade, let's get right to it. Why did you make this trade?
Winning starts with the culture, and that had to be addressed. And this move allows us to focus on building a solid locker room culture, which is what we need to start winning consistently.
Vlade, at the press conference today, you revealed to the media that you had a better deal 2 days ago. Why didn't you say yes to that deal?
Because that deal disappeared. It was a lot of pressure on the team that we were dealing with, so they pulled off. They got scared.
So you never had a chance to do that deal because they pulled it from the table?
Yeah, they got scared.
Okay.
I'm saying it was a better offer, not deal.
Gotcha. Offer as opposed to deal. That's, so the fans know that's two totally different things. An offer is just speculation. A deal is something that is put across on your desk and it's solid.
So basically, I just want to make sure that we're hearing you. You couldn't have said, I want to make sure, you could not have said yes to the deal and it could have been consummated then because that got that far?
No.
Gotcha. Vlade, was everybody on board with this, meaning Vivek, you, Coach Yeager, or did you need everybody to be on board?
I didn't need because, Doc, let me, obviously, we spent some time talking about it. But, I want to, again, let me be clear. This was a basketball decision, and I made the decision. Mm-hmm. So, period.
What?
I believe, we have to see where we are. What we tried to do last 6-7 years, what kind of effect our team had in during that period of time. And I felt like, this is the best time, the best deal, and best for the future. And I made a deal.
What, Vlade, in your opinion, made it so urgent that it couldn't take, or you couldn't have done it at a different time? It was just like, I need to do this right now.
Okay, because I experienced with some time that going further, I'm going to lose value more and more. And I was really convinced in the summertime or a year after that we would get nothing in case we decide not to resign with Marcus.
Vlade Divac, the general manager. Vlade, I think with this deal, this is now your team that you've put together, and you are on the second year of your job, and we have tons of fans that are calling up. They're confused, or they want to know, when can they start evaluating you as a general manager? We're in the big boy business here, and it's about, winning and losing, but there's more to it than that right now. When can fans, realistically, from your viewpoint and your position, when do you feel it's fair for you to be evaluated in the job you're doing?
Grant, Doug, probably better than anybody else. I don't hide. They can evaluate my job from day one when I came here 2 years ago. I do everything. I try to do everything to make our team better. Not for now, not for 8th spot, but for a future, for a long time. We have to build this team the right way. And I, like I said, it was the best deal, best time, best for the future right now to do that, to not just to be 8th spot, but be a championship team. Obviously, with the assets that we have, I'm talking about Willie, Ben, Skal, Papa, Malachi, Buddy Hield, picks, and Bogdanović, who's going to come next year, give us a lot of hope going forward. I don't know how much people know about the upcoming draft class. Will be one of the best in several years, so we have to take advantage of it.
Vlado, before this trade was made, or you actually started thinking about it, what is the direction, the style that you envision and Coach Yeager envision this team coming into?
Simple, Dougie. For beginning, I want our team to play hard. I want our team to have fun. I want our team to share the ball and just play basketball right way. Somebody asked me today what I would love to see from my team. I said, well, the closest example, I would like to see the game against Celtics the other day. Just play it that way. Have fun, play hard. Good things going to happen. I'm confident that we are bringing talent, and not just talent. Personalities that would help those young guys to develop, and finally, in a few years, we can be proud of our team.
Vlade Divac, the Sacramento general manager. Vlade, you mentioned Bogdan Bogdanovic's name a moment ago, and I've had a couple of people call up because you just now acquired Buddy Hield, who's a two-guard. You drafted Malachi Richardson, who before he hurt his hamstring against Golden State looked like he was a very promising two-guard. And then you have Bogdan Bogdanovic. So fans want to know, do you have too many two-guards right now? And I replied that based on some of the people I've talked to, they tell me Bogdanovic can play small forward. Talk to me more about that.
Today's basketball is not about the position. You got to play different position. We have a Willie who can play 4 and 5. We have Malachi who can play 2 and 3. Bogdanovic is the same way. He can play 2, 3, sometimes even 4. But his original position is a shooting guard, but he can slide to small forward. So same thing with the Buddy Hield. I think his original position is shooting guard, but if you cannot play sometimes 1 or sometimes 3, you're not a complete player. So you have to go there and work on your game.
Vlade, with now 2 first-round picks and 1 second-round pick, I'm going to give you a couple names, and you tell me if you would be happy with this. So first round, say you get De'Aaron Fox and TJ Leaf, and the second round you get Alonzo Greer. Would you say that would be something you would be happy with and the Kings fans could be happy with?
Where I have to sign.
I love you, man. You are awesome.
Vlade Divac joining us here. Vlade, you just traded the three-time All-Star, the Sacramento Kings' best player. This is biggest move that you've made since becoming the Sacramento Kings' general manager. Was this hard for you?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't easy. No, obviously, I work with my basketball operation people very, very much to, explore every single detail, every single angle. And came to the point where I had to make a decision to go with DeMarcus or go a different way. And I love DeMarcus and what he has done for this community. I mean, this was a very, very hard choice for me, and I wish him all the best in New Orleans.
Vlade, I'm sure you're aware, but you've been receiving a lot of criticism. Does that bother you, the criticism that you've been receiving?
I would lie if I say no, but I believe what I did is gonna show in years to come, and I'm really confident that people are gonna be very happy, and that's what I did, make this organization and this community proud again. What we try to do here.
Vlade, the word culture has been used many, many times. It was used by you, it was used by me, Grant, and everyone talking about this situation. If you could define the culture or send the Kings fans in a vision of what the culture going forward is going to be, what would that definition be by you?
Hard work, fun, and represent organization in a city just the way you should represent your family, because I don't want to see headlines of some stuff different than basketball. We are professionals, we play basketball, and people should watch us just play basketball.
Is that why you released Matt Barnes today?
He has some of that, yeah. And I have to say again, for Matt Barnes, he brought some toughness and something that we look forward, from him this year. But, yeah, it was one of the reasons.
What, in your mind, Vlade, is this over? I mean, the trade deadline is not far away. I know you can't say too much, but are you still maybe actively looking to help better this team and foster the culture change?
Of course, Dougie. You have to be open for discussion for any opportunity to improve the team, So, When I hear the story that we're not gonna trade this, we're gonna trade, yeah, for now, but if you get the deal that makes sense, of course you're gonna do it. It just doesn't make sense,
right.
not being open to that's finally, you know, finally that's my job. You know, I have to be open and talk to other GMs and people and see how we can work together and improve our team.
Vlade Divac, the Sacramento Kings general manager. Vlade, Adrian Wojnarowski from The Vertical has been putting out a lot of tweets stating that you did not call back general managers that were inquiring about DeMarcus Cousins. Can you comment on that?
Like who?
I'm just telling you what he put out on Twitter, and
it's just ridiculous. You know, it's I did research. I had a contact not just last week. I mean, for the last 2 years, we've been in contact, and my choice is who I'm going to make a deal and what makes sense for me and my team to be better. So that's my comment. You know, so people and the agents are, you know, they have their own agendas.
You know, Vlade, it's been said that not a lot of offers were out there for DeMarcus. I don't know how much you can talk about that, whether it was, you know, a little bit or a lot, or there was interest or there wasn't interest from your standpoint?
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, not too many. You know, people got a little scared. And I tried to, you know, find the best deal for us. And then in one point, what I've realized, this is the best deal and best time and best for our future, I had to do it because I realized, you know, the value is going down.
Is that the bat phone I hear back there? Is someone calling you already, buddy?
They're calling all day, today, yesterday, 5 days, 10 days ago. I've been busy.
I know you have been busy. Vlade, I got to tell you, on my Twitter account and in interacting with the fans, a lot of people, and I don't quite understand this because it's, in my opinion, the way professional sports has always worked, but a lot of people have a problem with the comment that you made to Mark Stein when you made a comment recently saying, we are not trading DeMarcus Cousins, and then less than 2 weeks later he's traded. What do you say to those people that have a problem with you coming out and saying
really,
that?
I really believe I'm not going to trade him, you know, because I didn't have any offer. And I realized nobody wants to make a deal and even talk about it. I got offer during the New Orleans All-Star game. And I had to act quickly. I had to act fast and think about it and make decisions that are going to make us better for the future. Because I realized, you know, the value is not there. What we think is it is.
Vlade, when you look at this, and now Grant mentioned that this is like the biggest thing that you've ever done. Is there something that you can look and say, I've learned something from this process?
Not to trust agents.
Man, you know, when I look at it, Vlade, you know how I feel about you. I love you, man. But you wear your heart on your sleeve, and I think that sometimes people can misjudge that. And you're a trusting person, man. And I know, and I'm saying this a little off here, but you're going to do a damn good job, my man.
No, Dougie, you know, I was very open. You know me.
Yes,
I'm just telling you what it is. You know, so when I was talking about it, possibilities, they go behind my back, try to kill the deal.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great point, Vlade Divac. So, Vlade, again, we understand that there could be more moves made, and we'll figure that out, and we'll find out, I should say, when we get here on Thursday. How are you looking at the rest of this season now that you're still only a game and a half behind the Denver Nuggets? How are you looking at the final 25 games?
Before I answer that, I want to, you know, make sure that I say something before I leave you guys. You know, I understand that some fans are upset. You know, DeMarcus played his heart out here for 7 years. And like I said, I love him, but I believe we did the right thing for the future of the franchise. Now, when we talk about this year, like I said, I want our guys to play hard, compete, and have fun. Good things are going to happen. Hopefully, they can take this advantage and this stretch where we have home games, play hard and try to be contender for, you know, for a playoff. That would be my dream come true. But I'm realistic. If it's not that case, then obviously I would like to, you know, see us, you know, being in a draft position to draft somebody talented and hopefully, you know, new franchise player.
obviously, now, Vlade, you want to keep that that draft pick that's top 10 protected, not tanking, but
Not necessary, Dougie, not necessary. I'm okay. I secure, you know, it was a deal where, I don't know who did it, mm-hmm. Chicago, where we, this year we are losing a pick if we are if we are not in top 10.
Right.
So necessary, I'm not going to go for that pick. I'm securing our franchise with the first round pick this year from New Orleans. So I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If it happens that we are sliding down, hey, good. But I'm not focusing on that.
And here's the other deal. I mean, again, I know Bogdanovich is a professional player in Europe, but just to have fun, since he's never played in the NBA, and I'm not going to hold you to this, but if he were in this year's draft, ballpark figure, where do you think he would go in this draft?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be kind of too optimistic, but safely, you know, he's the top 15 for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that we will see Papagiannis, we'll see Scal? How deep do you think Jaeger will go moving forward now with this trade?
Well, I'll talk to coach. Actually, I talked to him yesterday. Today, I was busy on the phone. They had day off. You know, tomorrow they're coming for work. So we can, you know, we'll talk about, you know, moving forward. You know, I want personally guys to have a chance to play.
Mm-hmm.
Only if they're playing, they can develop. And obviously, coach knows how to manage those kind of stuff. You know, and I'm letting him do what he believes we can do.
Vlade, I think you already said this, but I'm going to ask you again a final message. We have a ton of people that are listening right now. Some of them are on board with this trade. Some of them aren't. Some of them are confused. Some of them get it. Final message to the fans here as we talk on this Monday during All-Star break.
Final message is winning starts with the culture, and that had to be addressed. This move allows us to focus on building a solid locker room culture, which is what we need to start winning consistently. And I'm not happy to be eighth spot year after year after year after year, not moving forward. I want to build a team that is going to be playoff time every year, but have a chance to win the championship in the future.
Vlade, we appreciate it. We know it's been a stressful period of time. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Appreciate
you,
man.
Thank you. Thank you, Dougie. Bye.
All right, take care. That's Vlade Divac.